USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden met Sunday with the chairman of the Hyundai Motor Group in Seoul, South Korea, applauding the automaker's pledge to invest some $10 billion in U.S. factory-based production of electric vehicles and related technologies, including a factory in Georgia.
And the new facility should be rolling out the latest electric vehicles and batteries to power them by 2025.
Biden on the second half of his Asian trip, arriving in Tokyo Sunday afternoon. The United States is sending more money to Ukraine. The U.S. sending $40 billion in security and humanitarian aid to the country. The White House saying President Biden signed the legislation while on his trip in Asia. Administration officials believe the $40 billion will be enough to keep Ukraine afloat through the current fiscal year. USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just
$12.50 each delivered.
That's right.
$12.50 each delivered.
While supplies last, call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
More intense heat is expected in the Northeast Sunday. Major cities like Boston, New York, and Philadelphia will get back up into the 90s this afternoon. With humidity temperatures, it could feel like they're in the 100s. Unusually hot temperatures are expected as far north as Maine, which could hit the low 80s Sunday. Forecasters say record highs will be challenged, and there are warnings of heat-related illnesses. As Finland looks to join NATO, Russia is taking action. From the USA Radio News New York News Bureau, Kenneth Burns explains.
Russia has cut Finland off from gas it exported to the Nordic country. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles and after Finland announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European nations. Russian imports of natural gas accounts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption.
Thanks for listening this Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
A Republican congressman is calling into question why the Supreme Court leaker still has not been identified.
It's been almost 3 weeks since a leaker disclosed a draft document from the Supreme Court indicating a decision to overturn the 1973 Roe versus Wade ruling on abortion may be in the works. Representative Matt Rosendale from Montana on Newsmax says at least some of the justices have to know who the guilty party is.
I think that we all could probably agree that the justices that were appointed by Democrat presidents know who the leaker was. So it is known by some of the participants there who actually released that information. What bothers me is not only the undermining that it did of the institution and the trust factor that these folks have with each other now. It makes it very difficult to work with each other, to have these conversations, to have the good open debate.
The Department of Homeland Security is scrapping their disinformation board, and Republicans are applauding the move.
Just when you think you've heard every boneheaded idea coming out of Washington, D.C., you hear another one like this.
Senator John Cornyn of Texas saying nobody asked for this, and he's glad the project has been placed on pause. NASCAR drivers getting ready to strap in Sunday at Texas Motor Speedway for NASCAR's annual All-Star Race. The green flag drops at just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.